Hello, I'm back. Oh my God, it feels like, gosh, it feels like forever since I recorded. I realized the last episode that I recorded, I was a bit emotional and just, really going through kind of a dark time there. But I'm so happy to be back. Excuse me, I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited. This is the first episode of 2022 of The Good, the Bad, and the Healing. If you are new here, I am your host, Ashley Beza, vibe healer, dealer, serial uplifter, light bringer. And I just wanted to come on and just talk to you guys about what's been going on since, gosh, I guess my last episode, which was like months ago, feels like forever. And I think it feels like forever ago for me, just because the transition from where I was to where I am now in such a short period of time has just been so tremendous. I'm not even sure what I want to title this episode, just because there's just so much I want to go over, so much I want to talk about. And I think one of the first things I'm feeling lately is just gratitude. I know we talked about acceptance last time and just kind of accepting where you are and riding those waves and knowing what you need to do and accepting that so you can move forward in the direction you're looking to go. And I'll be honest, you guys, I hit rock bottom emotionally with the situation that I was in. And I definitely feel like I came out a stronger person, like we all do when we go through hard things. We put a little confidence into our little bucket there. And I feel like, I mean, for lack of a better term, like a spiritual warrior. Like, I definitely feel like I went through a war, a war with myself, a war with the reality of things. Like, I may have lost some battles, but I won that war. So what's happened since the last episode, you guys? I turned 30. Woo! I know people always try to like joke how it goes downhill after 30, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I was reborn. Like, I stepped into a new era, the dawn of a new time. Like, I just pictured like the woman that I want to be and the woman that I want to be perceived as and how I want to move. And I've just been doing those things. You know what I'm saying? And if you're nodding your head with me, thank you. I even did something cool where like I wrote a letter to my 20s. And that girl, I love her so much. And I don't know why I get emotional thinking about it, just because in my 20s I was wild and free and I was figuring out who I was, and I still am, but we went through so much. And even this last lesson on acceptance, I mean, happened before, I guess technically, definitely happened before I turned 30. And it was just a lesson I'm glad I was able to learn and carry into this next era, this next decade. I do truly feel that my 30s are going to be my defining era, my foundational era for the rest of my life. And I'm so excited. Also, you guys, it is the year of 2022. And if you aren't into numerology, I'll just fill you in very quickly. 222 is, 2 times 3, if you follow me here, is the year of 6. So in tarot, that is the year, that is the lover's card. So it doesn't always, like, yes, it's good for relationships, friendships, any type of relationships. And it's also like about abundance. So just claim it, honey. Claim it. This is your year for the relationships, the love, the abundance, everything. This is your year. It's a great time for it. The energy is there for it. I feel different. I already sense like how different my voice is. I think I'm just really excited to be here. And that's always great. But back to that letter, to my 20s, I just feel like when I was writing it, I felt like little 20-year-old me would be so proud of where I am now, of the woman that I've become over the years through all the hard stuff and all the, losing friends, losing family members, losing who I thought I was. Just we grew so much, and I'm just so grateful for that time, so grateful for the lessons, so grateful for, gosh, just that whole experience. I mean, I feel like my 20s was like practice, and my 30s is like, this is game time. We're going to implement those lessons, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to do things differently. We are going to do things the way we envision them to be. And just also to that point, since, you know, my acceptance podcast, since the last episode, I definitely let myself feel what I needed to feel. That's why I did take some time to step away. Not because I didn't miss recording or that I wasn't getting a lot of downloads and lessons to share. I just wanted to take the time to walk myself back home. Like, I, during that time, and even during the first couple, like last couple episodes, I was in a situation where I didn't feel like myself. And I just couldn't figure out why. And it's not anyone's fault. I wouldn't say I was like blaming the fact that I was in the relationship or, but as soon as I got out of it and gave myself some space and some clarity, like, I felt more like myself than I have in a long time. And that's how I knew that regardless of whose decision it was, ending it was the best thing we could do. It was the option that needed to be exercised, you know? And I found a way to turn that pain into power over the last couple months. You know, the words that kept coming to me were gratitude and just, I don't know, just being grateful, even though it was so shitty, like it was so hard. And it was just, I mean, I'm at a loss for words sometimes thinking of how sad I was or just the emotions that I went through and how I felt. I felt like I was, you know, losing things, losing people. I felt alone. And then I shifted my perspective. And I think a lot of it has to do with, I went home to my family. I took some space and I decided to pour into the people that have always been there. And I think that was such a huge thing I took away. It was like, I was so focused on getting one person to like me and to see me for this amazing person that I am and trying to perform or like act a certain way or do certain things to mold myself into what I thought they wanted. That so much to a point where I forgot or lost sight of the fact that I have so many people in my life that love me already. I don't have to perform. I don't have to be anyone other than myself with these people, and that's my family and my close friends. And I think that all hit me on my birthday that just passed in early December. I was looking around and I was like, look at all these people celebrating me today. And I was just like, wow, like this is where you need to pour your energy into, Ash. Like this is where it's at. So I would say just don't lose sight of your family and friends, because they are always there. They're always there for you and they love you. They see you and they're going to remind you of who you are when you forget. And if you forget, you can call me because I'll tell you. That's what I'm here to do. But that just made me feel so good and it really helped. And I cultivated some really great relationships, and I'm, you know, at a much deeper level of love with people now than I was back then. And that's so amazing, you know, and that's what I mean. All my relationships grew during this time. I got more focused at work and just things started to shift in a positive direction as soon as I shifted my focus to myself and the people that love me, instead of trying to put a square peg into a round hole. It just wasn't fitting. And you know, I'm so happy for that. It really was much needed. And Sometimes a message has to be loud, and the universe will give you loud, clear, very harsh messages. So you move. I mean, I got smacked pretty hard, and it was like, this is not working. You need to stop. And as much as the experience was, painful for me, and broke my heart, honestly, I don't think I would have moved or made a different decision if it wasn't that way, though. So, again, I mean, with this podcast, like, healing is not pretty. Like, it's also not, again, I've said it probably in a numerous amounts of time, it is not linear. You're gonna go backwards. You're gonna go up. You're gonna go down. But you have to have faith that you're gonna end up where you need to be. Like, people are so focused on the destination of getting to this place where they're healed and nothing bothers them or triggers them. But I mean, it's in the destination. I mean, it's in the journey, not the destination. Excuse me. But it's just something that I came to realize was, why are you trying to rush your process? Why are you in such a hurry to get to this so-called happy place where, when you can just accept where you're at, enjoy where you're at, and just trust that you're going to be where you need to be? I mean, my word for 2022 is definitely trust. Trust and surrender, for sure. And we're all on that road to healing. And we're all on different roads, and we all have different choices to make. And we're going to all make different pit stops along the way and meet different people and make different choices. But you're going to have so many memories and so many lessons that you learn that are going to shape and mold you to be the person you need to be to accept the blessings that are already coming to you. That's also something big I learned. You're always in the process of being shaped and molded for your destiny because it's already been written. So, like, just chill and enjoy what the present moment is bringing to you because you are always being shaped and molded for where you're supposed to be. I truly believe that. I also wrote down some notes that came to me about darkness. You have to have those dark moments. And I had definitely had some dark times over the last few months just dealing with my own emotions. But I am a firm believer that, I can't have this much light and this much love without acquiring some darkness. I'd have to go through this darkness so that I can heal. And I cannot call myself a healer if I'm not prepared to heal myself. I cannot heal others if I don't have the tools to heal myself. And that was something big that came to mind too, over the last few months, that I'm being shaped to do what I need to do in this life, which is to help others. So if I'm going to do that, I better learn to help myself and figure out a way to own my power, own my vibration, because no matter what, you are responsible for it. You find a way to raise it, tweak it, adjust it, figure out what works for you. Figure out what you need to do because you are responsible for your vibe in this life and you are going to attract what matches your vibration. So that is why it is so important to learn about yourself. And to that point, I learned so much about myself through my relationships with people, whether that's romantic or not. And that's why I love giving and I love being open. Even though my heart was broken, I decided to stay open and to allow myself the opportunities to learn new things, meet new people, have new experiences so that I can move forward. And lastly, I kept thinking of who I am and who I'm always going to be, and that is love. I am love. I know that I'm going to keep giving it. I'm going to keep receiving it because there's never any love lost because I generate it from myself. I am the energy that I want to receive. So I give it freely. And I know that when I meet my soul tribe or people that I vibe with, they're gonna give it back to me. And that's how I know what's for me and what's not. And I have that discernment. Like I honestly feel like I went to like mental, emotional, spiritual rehab. Like I detoxed for sure. Like I feel like I detoxed from something that wasn't good for me. And I feel so like I don't know if you can hear it. I'm sure I'll hear it back when I listen to this, but I feel like I sound different, I'm moving different, I'm focusing on different things, and I feel like I'm so glad things happened the way that they did. You know? And I feel like everybody can relate to that, where something was so awful and you didn't know how you were going to survive it and you didn't know if you can make it through, and then later on you're like, honestly, I'm glad it happened that way. I'm glad that you're always glad things worked out the way they did, because they always work out, right? Things always work out. I have faith in that too. Like, because they always have and they always will. So, again, chill. Just breathe. And we're all growing. There's so many layers to like different stories, and there's so many layers to us and every lesson that we learn. Like, I feel like obviously I've learned lessons in relationships similar to this, but this one was a deeper layer for me. I had to learn that my boundaries have to be stronger than my empathy and my feelings. And I'm going to say that again. Your boundaries have to be stronger than your empathy and your feelings for someone. There is a difference between how you feel about someone and how they make you feel. So I want you to remember that no matter how you feel about someone, you need to know if that person is meant to have space in your life with you, or share space with you. That was the word I was looking for. Does this person need to be in my life? Or can I simply love them from a distance and draw some boundaries? And gosh, like, it just was such a beautiful rebirth for me. I feel like I just feel a lot lighter. I feel like I'm ready to record more. I want to do this weekly. I want to just talk. This is my outlet. Whether someone's listening, no one's listening, I could look back on this and be like, remember that? Remember we did that? We did that. We went through that together. And look at where we are now on the other side. It's just so beautiful to experience that. And I'm again, this is a episode about release. This is an episode about gratitude for sure. This is an episode about owning your power, knowing who drains it, knowing who gives it back to you, but also remembering that you generate your own power. You know, you are in charge of your vibe. That's what I want you to remember. And that if losing someone pushes you into yourself, that is a blessing. That is a blessing. We don't carry anger, we carry love, and we move forward. Everyone is doing the best that they can with what they know. We cannot save everyone, we cannot change anyone. But we can decide how we interact with people and how we move forward and who is in our life and who isn't. And to end this, I do want to end it on like a more fun, happier note. If you're interested and you need a mantra for 2022, my mantra is fuck around and find out. I know. Sorry, mom, if you're listening. I'm saying the F word on my podcast. It's fine. My people get it. They get me. They love me. So, again, I'm going to say it. Spoiler alert. Fuck around and find out. And I'm saying it to be fun and to be playful, but really, if you want to like get spiritual with it, fuck around and find out is all about trusting your journey, trusting the process, following your joy. I always said, I think I came up with it when I said, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to fuck around and find out. And it just hit me like, that's how I want to be all year. I mean, all my life, but definitely all year. That's why my word is trust. Like, I want to let life surprise me. I want to just follow my joy and see what happens and be open to whatever comes my way. And just say yes to more things. Because, you know, I want to find out what's going to happen. And how am I going to find out if I don't say yes? So I want to remain open. I want to remain playful. I want to remain, you know, loving the person that I am. And just to show up as the woman that I envision myself becoming every single day. And some days are going to be harder than others, of course. But it's just the little steps, the little things you do each day, and the little ways that you keep your vibration high. And for me, if you need some tips, that's singing, dancing, journaling, taking a self-care day, whatever that is, you know, calling a friend, just own your power. I want to just keep that in your little head. Own your power and just remember who the fuck you are. I said it again. I'm sorry. Remember who the fuck you are, honestly. That's what I definitely want to say too over this last couple months. Like, I feel like I definitely sound stronger because that's who I am. I am just so proud of myself for where I am. And I came home to myself. I definitely walked myself back home and I was like, there she is. There was a time when I looked in the mirror and it was, I don't know, a while after my little breakup, but you know, I looked in the mirror and I was smiling and I said, there she is. I just felt like myself. And maybe not just that moment, it was a compilation of a bunch of moments, but it was just like, wow, like I didn't think I was gonna get here, but I did it. And I feel so accomplished and I feel so proud. And I feel like I can definitely carry this lesson with me forward and I can help somebody else now that I've been through this. And that's all I want to do. That's all I want to be here on this earth for. Whether I get paid for it or not, that is what I'm here to do, is to keep people's vibes high and to help them through their journey if I can, and to honestly give them the words that they need to hear so that they can use that to move forward on their life path. You know, so to go over it, just love yourself, pour into the people that have always been there for you and love you for who you are. Own your power, remember who the fuck you are, and just trust the process, trust your journey, fuck around and find out, okay, baby? That's all I'm saying. So it's getting late. I need to go to sleep, but I love you so much. I will be back. I promise I'm not taking a hiatus anymore because I definitely missed talking to my people, my virtual diary here. But anyway, again, healing is not linear. Keep growing. Keep doing your best. Keep showing up for yourself. Stay open and love, 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 love. Let it be your guiding light. Anyway, I'm going to sleep now, but I love you so much and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye.